AI News by Conjero.
We're talking about Advanced Mac Substitute, an API-level re-implementation of Mac OS from the 1980s.
Yeah, it recreates the original Mac OS APIs at the API layer to offer compatibility, not a full OS clone.
That means AI tooling can target legacy APIs without spinning up a full Mac environment.
The project markets itself as an API layer bridge that could reduce porting friction and boost reproducibility.
What's actually implemented? File I/O, windowing and GUI event handling, timing, and several low-level system calls.
Graphics drawing support is less clear. Public docs don't confirm a complete graphic surface.
Licensing terms aren't fully spelled out, which adds risk for commercial workflows.
Maintenance drift is another concern if the Mac API surface diverges over time.
The central idea is a stable API surface for Mac-targeted AI tooling across platforms.
If the implemented surface matches the calls used by common legacy tooling, it could speed up CI and testing.
But remember, AMS isn't a Mac OS image. You may still need mocks or shims for missing pieces.
Watch API coverage depth, performance, licensing signals, and real adoption to judge its practical value.
AI News by Conjero.